today and just continue to worship with me. And Steve mentioned before that we've driven from Rotorua. I've had small amounts of sleep, large amounts of coffee, and not enough food, which in a preacher's world means tonight's going to be a good night. Because it's going to be about God. Amen? Come on, I believe we've had a significant start to the year. In this service especially, Steve preached a phenomenal message on our first week back. And at the beginning of that message, he stood here and he said he was declaring that 2017 was going to be a year of greatness, a year where believing with faith that each and every one of us was going to be called out of your comfort zone to be used as a vehicle for God's voice. And then Frosty absolutely smashed it last week with a phenomenal message about not turning up for you, but turning up for the person standing next to you. And I believe that what I'm bringing tonight, what God wants to speak to us tonight, is going to equip you and give you the exact tool you need to accomplish those two things. Amen. Come on, God's really been speaking to me over the past little while about the power of his name. And I mentioned it to you a couple of weeks ago that I've been looking into the name of Jesus. In Acts 4, verse 30, it says, while you extend your hand to heal, and this is the early church, the disciples in the early church, in a prayer meeting together, and this is their prayer. While you extend your hand to heal, and signs and wonders attesting miracles take place through the name and authority and power of your holy servant and son Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place they were meeting together was shaken, a sign of God's presence. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness and courage. The power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's a passage in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 to 4, it says, when he himself and no other, had by offering himself on the cross as a sacrifice for sin, accomplished purification from sins and established our freedom from guilt, he sat down, revealing his completed work, at the right hand of the majesty on high, revealing his divine authority, having become as much superior to angels since he has inherited, listen, a more excellent and glorious name than they. That is Son, the name above all other names, Jesus. What's in the name? What is it about that name? In Philippians 2, therefore God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Come on, every knee should bow and every tongue will declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, not for our glory, not even for his glory, but for the glory of the Father. All through the New Testament, we read about the name Jesus. We read about this name, Jesus. We read of people like you and people like me through the name of Jesus bringing miraculous and supernatural answers, not by their name, not by any other name, but by the name of Jesus. We read in John that through believing in him, we can find life through the power of his name. Life. Through the power of his name. In Acts, we read of numerous times where sins were forgiven, where people were baptized, where salvation was offered. Through what? Through the power of his name. We read of times when someone was once sick. They were lame. They were blind. They were possessed by demons. And yet through the power of the name of Jesus, they found their healing. We read all throughout Acts, miraculous signs and wonders simply through faith in the name Jesus. There is power in his name. And tonight, I've got to get us to a place of understanding of just how powerful this name can be in your life. It is in his completed work on the cross. As it says in Hebrews, his completed work on the cross and his divinity that allows his name to be the name above every other name. And it's only through his work on the cross and the fact that he is divine, because no other God did it. No other God did it. No other king has done it. No other leader has done it. No president did what he did. No other supreme being has done what he has done. And that is what gives him the name above every other name, Jesus. Tonight I need you to know that it is through his name that we get access to the very power and authority that brings resurrected life. Through the name of Jesus. Come on, would you lift your hands with me tonight? Jesus. Death couldn't hold you. Lord, there is no rival against your name. No other God did what you did. No other leader has come and done the same thing you did. No other king. No other king has given up their throne to do what you did. And Lord, tonight, we want to come to an understanding where we know exactly just the power and just the authority that is given through faith in the name of Jesus. Lord, would you come tonight? Would you deposit something in us? Would you give us? Would you give us a new, fresh revelation of your word tonight? In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Come on, would you take a seat tonight? I'm really excited about this message. Thanks, team. Incredible. Really passionate about this message, in fact, because it's something that God has slowly been revealing to me over the last few weeks. And I want to put it to you like this. I have got my keys here. Now, Steve is constantly hassling me about my keys because they're big. He reckons they're too big. They can't fit in his pocket. He hates taking my keys anywhere because they're big and they're heavy. I didn't see there was a problem, but every time someone else picks up my keys, they're like, whoa, what have you got on these things? And the truth is, I've got to tell you, I've got many keys on this, and half of them I know what they open, and half of them I just don't. I just don't know what they open, and I cannot get rid of them, because what if I discover what they open, and then if I were to throw one away, or I wouldn't have it then to open the thing that I've newly discovered it opens. It's like the second drawer that you have in your house, you know, the drawer full of junk. It's all the things that you do not want to throw away just in case you need those foreign coins from some random country you'll never visit again, or the coins, the old coins. Anybody keeping the old coins? Just, you never know. You never know when you will need a 5-cent piece or 10 of them for some reason. I don't know. You never know. You never know when you need an old key. You never know. I got keys. That one, that's a church key, but that one, I don't know. What does that open? I do not know. This one, that's our house key right there. But this little guy, I don't know. I got two of him. What does that open? I have no idea what that opens. This one, this is our garage key. But this one right here, pass. I don't know. I do not know what that opens. Tonight I'm going to give you a key to open something that is going to give you access to something incredibly powerful in your life. Imagine it like this. Think about your favorite food. You got it? Darcy, favorite food. Pizza. I was thinking pink donut for you. Yeah, donuts, favorite food. Okay, so imagine you've all got your favorite food in your head. Imagine there is a locked room with a lifetime supply of your favorite food inside. A lifetime supply of pink donuts. Come on. Do you know what? You've got a key in your pocket that opens that door, and you've had it all along. And you know what? Frosty's got one too, and he didn't tell you. It's like that Dumb and Dumber moment. You know the Dumb and Dumber moment where they're driving along on the motorbike and the two guys on the motorbike, I don't even know their names, they're just Dumb and Dumber. And they got the one's got gloves on And the one doesn't have gloves on and they've driven so far in the cold that they end up at their destination. Their snot has gone hard and frozen on their face because they're so cold. And then the one guy comments about, hey, doesn't have gloves. And the guy in front goes, oh, you haven't got gloves? Do you need gloves? I got a spare pair right here. And he pulls off a second pair of gloves that he's had the whole time. He's like, you had these the whole time? You've got a key in your pocket in your life that you've had the whole time, which is going to access you something so incredibly powerful over your life you wish you'd known all along. You see, the thing about the name of Jesus is that it gives you access to who he is and what he has and what he does. It's like a key. It's like a key. I've got to read one of my favorite passages in the New Testament. And actually, Frosty touched on it last week. And it's found in Acts 3, verse 1. And we're looking at a story where Peter and John rock up to the temple one afternoon. They're going on their way to the temple to take part, the Bible says, in a 3 o'clock prayer service. And as they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, the one called the Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. In verse 4, it says, Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, look at us. And the lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money, but Peter said, I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I do have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk. In the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk. Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. He jumped up, stood to his feet, and began to walk. Then walking and leaping and praising God, he went into the temple with them. All the people saw him walking and heard him praising God. When they realized he was the lame beggar that they had seen so often sitting by the beautiful gate, they were absolutely astounded. Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. I got three things for you tonight that I want you to go home with that the name of Jesus gives you access to. If we can begin to live our lives, to pray and live our life in the name of Jesus, there are three things, there are many, many more, but there are three things I want to offer you tonight that his name will give us. The first thing that his name gives us access to is his identity. His name gives us access to his identity. Let me tell you what I mean. I've been watching on Netflix. How many of you know Netflix is so good and yet so, so bad? I've been watching The Crown on Netflix. I love royal stuff. And this particular series, if you haven't seen it, is about Queen Elizabeth II, our current monarch. We love Queen Elizabeth. Long live the Queen. God bless the Queen. Queen Elizabeth, our current monarch, and it is a bit a slice of her life story as she becomes queen. And I found it fascinating, actually, watching and learning and seeing the details of a current royal family. But one of the things that is mentioned quite a bit and happens all throughout the series is circumstances where the queen herself cannot make the appointment that she needs to be at, whether it's an opening of something or a speech she has to give to a certain group of delegates or whatever, she cannot go. And so they send someone else on her behalf representing the queen. And so they send Prince Philip, her husband or her sister, Princess Margaret. She messes that up all the time. Or they send like another official to go along, one of the officials on her staff to go along, and they go in her place. Listen, they go in her name. They go in her name. And one of the things that they have to constantly keep in mind, and they have to keep reminding some people more than others, is that when they go in her name, they are no longer acting as themselves. So they do not enter into anything that they themselves would wish to do or wish to say. They're actually acting as the queen. They are no longer acting as themselves. They are acting as the queen. They are representing her. They are representing her will. They are representing how she would speak. They are representing all that is the queen in that moment. They are no longer acting in their own name. They are acting in the name of the queen, as if she herself was there. In fact, when Philip married Elizabeth, he gave up his own name. His surname used to be Battenberg, but to marry her, he actually had to change his name to Mountbatten. He had to give up his home. He gave up his allegiance to the Greek crown. And he gave up his career to become Prince Philip Mountbatten. And then when she became queen, they became Windsors. He gave up his name. He gave up who he was. We are described in 2 Corinthians as Christ's ambassadors. Christ's ambassadors. We represent him. So it means that when we enter into situations, when we enter into circumstances, we are no longer acting as ourselves. We are acting as him, in his name. I kind of believe that we have to come to a place as Christ's ambassadors where we realize that nothing can be done in my own name. It is all about his name. See, when we become Christ's ambassadors, we have to live to a higher standard. We are called to a higher standard of living, which means that as Christ's ambassadors, I am living to a higher standard. So things that were once okay are no longer okay because I'm not acting as me. I'm acting on behalf of him. It means that things I once went out and did are no longer okay to go out and do because I'm not acting as me. I'm now acting on behalf of him. It means that things I once said or talked about are no longer okay because I'm no longer acting as me. I am now acting on behalf of him. I'm acting in his name. Listen, things that were once okay to post about on social media, to like, to comment on, things that were once okay are no longer okay because I am no longer acting as me. I am Christ's ambassador, which means I represent every time I represent him. See, I kind of believe that if we are to live life, if we are to pray, if we are to do all things in his name as Christ's ambassadors, we have to come to a place like Prince Philip had to do where we realize our own name is bankrupt. Where we make our own name bankrupt. What do I mean by that? Well, we need to realize it's no longer about us. It's no longer about us. See, I can't do this and I can't do that. I can't fix that. I can't restore that. I can't bring life to that. I can't heal that. My name's not going to cut it. My name's bankrupt. My name will offer you nothing. You try to do anything in my name? Nah, not going to happen. I got to realize that my name is bankrupt against the name of Jesus. See, when Peter said, silver or gold I do not have, he said, look at me, look at me. I don't know, he may have been saying, look at me, but I think he was also saying, look at me, look at me. Silver or gold, I don't have. What's he saying? He's saying, Peter, I've got nothing to offer you right now. I've got nothing to offer you. I can't give you what you need. What you're asking me for, I don't have. I can't fix your problem. I can't heal you. I can't make you get up and walk, but I know the one who can. And his name is Jesus, and not by my own name, because my own name carries nothing, but by his name, get up and walk. Get up and walk. See, we've got to come to a place in realizing that our own name is bankrupt and his name carries everything we need. We've got to come to a place where we realize I can't fix that. I can't fix what is broken in my world. I can't do anything to make this happen. See, Steve and I, he mentioned in his message a couple of weeks ago about how we got our house. And remember he talked about how we gave away all our money and then we managed to end up buying a house. Well, at the beginning of that journey, in the midst of giving away all our money, we were still looking for a house, and we stumbled across, through a series of God turns, literally on a road, we were following SatNav, which was taking us in wrong directions. We couldn't find the houses we were trying to find. And the moment we gave up, Steve goes, oh, let's just go home, but we're going to go home this way. We're not following that stupid thing anymore. We're going home this way. And it ended up taking us past the very houses that we have just purchased. And Steve ended up going in, and he spoke to the guy, and he sat back in the car, and he said, this is the one. This is it. I really believe this is the house that we're going to step into. So even though we had that situation, totally God, we were like, oh, wow, God is amazing. Like, it was this big God story. Even then, because we're human and we're stupid, even then, we spent the next year going to every single open home, going to every single agent, looking through Trade Me for hours and hours and hours, spending every single weekend looking at houses, every other house, but not that. God, every other house, but not that house. Can we just try find something here? Can we find something here? We looked at every suburb you could possibly imagine. We went into all sorts of, we went to auctions. We tried every other avenue. And I'm telling you, every other avenue we tried to find it our own way, to fix it in our name. And we went round and round and round and round and round and round in circles until we ended up back where God had positioned us in the first place and purchased it completely miraculously in that story. See, we had to come to a place where we recognized that this was not something we could do. This is not something I can accomplish. This is not going to be about me. It's going to be all about Him. When I say I bought a house, it's not going to be because we did it. It's not going to be because we worked hard to go to all these places. It's not going to be because we chose to do this or chose to do that. It's not going to be because we knew what we were doing, because we didn't. It's going to be because He made a way. Because it's all about Him. When you pray and live your life in the name of Jesus, you get access to who He is. You get access to His identity. But we've got to bankrupt ourselves. We've got to realize I am nothing and He is everything. The second thing we get access to with His name is His authority. We get access to His authority. And this is possibly one of the most exciting ones we could get access to. The power in this is understanding that it isn't about the sound of the name. It is about the authority that it carries. I remember when we first started as pastors, when we went up to Whangarei, I can remember sitting down with Pastor Sharon. Boyd and Sharon lead our South Campus. And I can remember sitting down, because we'd not long graduated as youth pastors. And then they were going to send us to, we call it grown-up church. So we were going to go from youth pastoring, youth, to going to grown-up church. And I can remember sitting there, and the same thing happened to Boyd and Sharon. They were worship pastors, and then they had to go and be with grown-ups. And I remember going, I kind of get how youth work, but how do I do this with grown-ups? Like, I'm going to be pastoring people who are, like, way older than me and who've been a Christian for way longer than me. How does that work? And I remember having a conversation with her, and she said to me, Bex, is it not actually about you? It's about the authority that you come under. It's about the authority that God has given you. See, it is about when we live life in the name of Jesus, we are living it with His authority, because it gives us access to His authority. When I go and visit my dad at his work, if I go into my dad's offices, he works for a corporate company, where they've got like swipey cards and, you know, a receptionist and loads of offices and, you know, it's like a big building. And if I go and visit him at his work and I go in there and I say to the receptionist, I rock on up, Rebecca Green. She'll look at me like, and? Can I help you? But if I go in there and I say, hi, I'm here to visit John Evans, she will say, oh, hey, nice to meet you. Come on through. Here, I'll take you there. Do you want a cup of tea while you're waiting? Because my name gets me nowhere, but the name of someone that has the authority, the swipey card that gets me everywhere. See, I can't get anywhere in my own name, but the authority of my Father's name will get me through every door. Come on, when we live life and we pray in the name of Jesus, we get access not just to his name, but to the authority that that name carries. See, as ordained ministers of the Elim Church, we get a card. And actually, it's improved in its quality. It used to be made of cardboard. Now it's plastic. We get this card, the Elim Church of New Zealand Incorporated, Rebecca Green. This is to certify that the person named above is an ordained minister of the Elim Church of New Zealand. Some of you are like, oh, really? How did she get that? This card gets me into not very much, actually. It'll get me into the hospital after hours, after visiting time. So I know some of you are wowed. After outside of 2 till 8, this card can get me in. Impressive, huh? I know. Now, I know this card is not impressive, but there are cards out there that are. If I was a police officer, I carry a badge. And that badge gives me authority to get into places that other badges simply do not. I know, Anna, paramedic, when you drive through like McDonald's and stuff, because of your uniform, you get free stuff, right? Yeah. Because you carry a badge that gives people an authority to give you free stuff. Come on, when you carry the badge of Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ, it's like carrying a card or a badge of authority that gets you access into places that other names just simply do not get you. Come on, the name of Jesus gives us access to his authority, which gets us access into places and realms and healings and freedom. Come on. And purpose. And divine appointments and signs and wonders and acts of healing that simply other names just do not get you. Because when we use his name, we get his authority. Listen to this in Mark 16. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. Come on, they will pick up snakes with their hands. Cool. In my name, they will pick up snakes in their hands. They will drink deadly poisons, and it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. See, whatever Jesus did, the power of his name will enable you to do it. Whatever God did, you can do through the power and authority of his name. It is a God-given authority. Through faith in his name. Get you authority. It gets you a card. It gets you access to places you never dreamed of being. You never dreamed of going through the power of his name. My mouth made a squeaky noise. Gets you access to his identity. It's the coffee talking. Gets you access to his authority. The third and final thing it gets you access to is his will and his purpose. Because when we pray in the name of Jesus, we submit to his will. You know, so often I think we pray prayers and we really hope he'll answer, but we don't often question whether they are prayers of his will. But in John 16, it says, this is what I want you to do. Ask the Father for whatever. For whatever, don't stop there though, is in keeping with the things I have revealed to you. Listen, ask in my name according to my will. Ask in my name according to my will, and he will most certainly give it to you. Your joy will be a river overflowing its banks. See, what I notice about this passage of Peter and John and the man, the lame man who walks, I notice two things. The first thing I notice is that they are on their way somewhere. They've got somewhere to be, and they've got a time they are expected to be there, the 3 p.m. service. They're going somewhere, they're expected at a certain time. And the second thing that I notice about this story is that they don't give the man what he asked for. He didn't end up getting what he asked for. See, Peter and John could have gone, no, we don't have any money, and gone on their way and arrived at their destination on time. They could have done their day and just gone, sorry, mate, no money, and been on their way and had an uninterrupted journey, because he didn't ask for healing. He didn't ask for a prayer. He asked for money. So they could have said, no, sorry. But Peter didn't give him what he asked for or what he thought he wanted. He gave him what he needed. He gave him what he needed, because Peter wasn't driven by his own schedule, and he wasn't driven by his timetable, and he wasn't driven by his reputation, and he wasn't driven by the faith of others or the limited faith of others, and he wasn't driven by the circumstances that surrounded this man's ability or disability. He was driven, motivated, and determined by the will of God. And God wanted to see this man healed. And so in the name of Jesus, he got up and he walked. Amen? Because when we pray in his name, we submit to his will. I'm going to ask the team to come up now. I want to say this again. Based on Hebrews, it is by the completed work on the cross and his divine authority that makes his name the name above every other name. Because no other God did it. No other king gave up what he gave up and did what he did. No other leader has done what he has done. He is the name above every other name. I have studied, I have meditated on, I have read about, I have researched this name for weeks and weeks on end. And you know what I have come to the conclusion of? And I mentioned it to you 2 weeks ago. I have come to the conclusion that I can find all that I need, not just all that I want, and not just what I think I need. I find all that I need in his name. I find all that I need in his name. Would you stand to your feet with me, church? He is called the cornerstone, the Holy One. He is our judge. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the light of the world. He is Prince of Peace. He is called the Son of God and the Son of Man. Over 200 names for Christ are written between the pages of the Old Testament and the New Testament. And everything we need is found in those names. Every eye closed over this place. He is called the Word of God. He is called the Word of Life. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is the I Am, Lord of all, he is called. He is the true God. He is the author and protector of our faith. Everything you need. What do you need today? He is the bread of life. He is the bridegroom. He is our deliverer. He is our high priest. He is the Lamb of God. He is our mediator. He is our rock. He is the resurrection and the life. He is Savior. He is the true vine. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the resurrected life. Everything I need, I find in his name. Just with every head still bowed and every eye closed, I want to give you an opportunity tonight. If you have come into this place and you don't carry the name Jesus, you don't identify yourself as Christian, but you've come to a place of realization where you really need to, I want to give you an opportunity with every head bowed and every eye closed to pray a prayer. Tonight I'm going to pray a prayer, and all you have to do is just pray it along in your heart. We say, dear Jesus, thank you that even though you are divine, fully God and fully human, even though you had a throne, even though you are royalty, you left your throne, you left heavenly places, and you came and you sacrificed your life and you went to a cross for me so that I could find forgiveness, so that I could find wholeness, so that I could find freedom, so that I could find life and purpose through the power of your name. This day, today, I give my life to you. I surrender all that I am and all that I hope to be. And I ask that you would be my Savior and my King, that you would take control of my life. I offer it to you. And I want to live with your purposes and your plans in mind. In Jesus' name, with every head still bowed and every eye closed, tonight we want to be able to place something into your hand. If you prayed that prayer for the very first time, or maybe you know tonight that you've been away from him for a long time and you prayed that prayer as a recommitment to turn your life back to him again, we want to be able to place something in your hand. We don't want to embarrass you, but we do ask that you would just quickly raise your hand so that we can put something into your hand. With every head still bowed, every eye closed, just say, Bex, would you count me in on that prayer? Is there anyone who prayed that prayer for the first time tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Anybody in this place? Awesome. I see that hand down there. Anybody else? Fantastic. Another hand over here. Anybody else who's saying, Bex, would you count me in on that prayer? I need the power and authority of the name of Jesus in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, would you worship him, church, in this place? Would you give his name all position of glory and authority in your life? Would you lift his name up over your circumstance? Come on, I really believe as we sing, you have no rival. There is no other name except your name. As you declare that over your life tonight, come on, you will get his identity, his authority over your life. Come on, that circumstance.